Student media is a crucial but often overlooked part of Australia's journalistic ecosystem, not least as a cradle for the future of media in the country. It provides an important space for aspiring journalists to practice their craft while also holding a magnifying glass against institutions like universities that fly under the radar of mainstream publications. However, it is not without its challenges. Imogen Sabey, president of the newly formed Student Media Association, joins us in the studio to talk about what this Australia-wide student media union means for student journalism. Welcome, Imogen.
Thank you.
So you are the first Australian Student Media Association. This is quite unprecedented. So how did this organisation go from an idea to reality?
Okay, well, it wasn't an idea for very long. I think it started off with this conference that I was running, the Student Journalism Conference, which was a national gathering of student media that was started in 2024 by Ariana Hagigi. And that involved a lot of publications coming together from all across the country. And when we were at the 2025 conference, one of the things that we did, which was my idea, was to host a plenary. And at that plenary, it's like a panel where you are discussing different questions and issues with lots of people so that you can get a good idea of how to respond to problems. So we were discussing how we could maintain connections between student publications and build on what we had already established after working together for the last couple of years. And so it was the idea of Evelyn Unwin-Tu, the editor-in-chief of Tagadas for 2025, to create a national media union. And at the time I was like, okay, woof, all right, never done that before.
Big task.
Yeah, I know, right? So I haven't exactly, I mean, I have never really worked in a union or really been involved with unions that much, aside from a little bit of reporting on them. So starting a union was a little bit daunting, and I didn't know what I was doing at all. But I think it was really inspiring to see how many people wanted it. So because once she had said it, the entire room was like, oh yes, that's an incredible idea, we should absolutely do that. And then someone else said, oh, and it also makes sense that Imogen should be president because I don't know who else would do it. And I was like, okay, all right. So we're doing that now. And after that, it was trying to work out how do you start a union and what are the actual logistics and what are you doing behind the scenes, that sort of thing. So I think the moment where I felt really legitimate was when we got our own ABN. So Joseph Mann from Moroni, he's the vice president of advocacy. He did a lot of really helpful work in getting an ABN and registering us as a not-for-profit under the ACNC. And we had our own constitution, which was very, very cool as well. And so once we got those sort of nitty-gritty things done, it felt like we were more of an actual body. And so we set up a Discord server and so we can communicate with each other. And we're one thing that we're currently doing is working on a publication that we're planning to publish in December, which will be sort of a culmination of what we have been working on over the last few months to try and get this together, and something that we're looking to work on more in the future.
Great. This is such a great initiative, and it incorporates a range of publications across Australia, as you've hinted at. Can you give us an idea of who is involved?
Yeah. So, I mean, in the board, there are seven people. So there's myself as president, Joey Mann, whom, as I mentioned, he's from Canberra. There's Mandy Lee, who is from Lot's Wife in Melbourne. She's the vice president of culture. Max Richter-Weinstein, which is they're the vice president of news. And then we've got Georgie McComb from Radio Monash at Monash University. She's the multimedia officer. And Evelyn, whom I mentioned before, she's the small and regional officer. Then in terms of the members, we've got, so each member is a single publication. And we've got people from Queensland, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, ACT and Tasmania. So we've actually got quite a wide range of people from all over the place. And there are, I mean, most of it is concentrated in New South Wales and Victoria, but that's because there are just a lot more publications, particularly active ones, in Sydney and Melbourne. Yeah. So it makes sense that we would have a larger concentration there. But we've also had a lot of interest from Queensland, South Australia and Tasmania as well, which has been really nice. So we've got Glass in Brisbane, The Edit in South Australia, in Adelaide, which was one that I hadn't heard of until they applied for membership, because they're a relatively new publication, and Tagatas over in Hobart. And so it's really nice to have...
So you've gone national.
Yeah, we are national. I mean, that's the point of a national media association. You've got to have like representation from the other states.
Absolutely, yeah. And can you tell us what are some of the aims of this association, or kind of what have you got coming up?
Yeah, so we cover that a bit in our constitution. There's a whole section on our aims, but I think primarily it's to firstly to create a space where student media can reach out to each other. And communicate and like know who is where and what's going on, so that we can actually work on things together, because you can never have collaboration if you don't know who you're meant to be collaborating with. So I think communication is a big thing. Secondly, advocacy, because there have been a lot of issues over the last year and historically facing student publications like censorship and budget cuts, which I'm really passionate about. And I think if you've already established communication and people know each other from around the country and they're willing to work together to fight on a single issue, then you can kind of mobilize people and you can get them working together to overcome those challenges and to use their platforms to spread the same message.
And how can student journalists get involved? Is there something where like individuals can gain membership, or is it through their respective publications?
Yep. So all of the members are single publications. We don't really do individuals, because I think like the idea of a student journalist is that you tend to be working at a student publication. And if you don't have a publication, then how are you publishing? So the best thing to do is to just be part of a publication and then for that publication their editors to apply for membership. So we've got an Instagram account, studentmedia.au, where we've like our most recent post has got a QR code where you can access the membership application form, and then we go over those once a month to add new people. So everybody in each of the member publications is by default part of the association. You don't have to, if you're an individual in a publication, then you don't actually have to do anything yourself. So we've tried to make it streamlined in that way.
Great. Imogen, this is such a great initiative. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today and chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
And if you'd like to learn more about the Student Media Association, you can visit studentmedia.au or follow studentmedia.au on Instagram.